This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download.
Hello, this is Natasha.
And I've got a question for you.
How long can you sit still for?
You might like to think about that one, because nobody finds sitting still for long very easy. And this is a poem about a boy who couldn't sit still for very long at all. His name was Fidgety Philip.
But before the story, I would just like to tell you about an audiobook for younger children, particularly you girls out there. You can download it from our sponsor, Audible Kids. It's called Pinkalicious, and it's about everything that's pink, pink, pink. You can buy Pinkalicious for just £2.09. And while you are about it, you can pick up some free downloads too. Just go to audiblekids.com/storynori or follow the link from StoryNori's sidebar.
Let me see if Philip can be a little gentleman. Let me see if he is able to sit still for once at table. Thus Papa bade Phil behave, and Mama looked very grave.
But Fidgety Phil, he won't sit still. He wriggles and giggles, and then, I declare, swings backwards and forwards and tilts up his chair, just like any rocking horse. Philip, I'm getting cross. See the naughty, restless child growing still more rude and wild till his chair falls over quite. Philip screams with all his might, catches at the cloth, but then that makes matters worse again. Down upon the ground they fall, glasses, plates, knives, forks and all. How Mama did fret and frown when she saw them tumbling down. And Papa made such a face. Philip is in sad disgrace.
Where is Philip? Where is he?
Fairly covered up, you'll see.
Cloth and all are lying on him. He has pulled down all upon him.
What a terrible to-do!
Dishes, glasses, snapped in two. Here a knife, there a fork.
Philip, this is cruel work.
Table all so bare.
And, poor Papa and poor Mama look quite cross and wonder how they shall have their dinner now.
And that was Fidgety Philip. And Bertie says that the best way to sit still for a while is to do it while listening to a really good story. We have loads more stories at storynori.com, so drop by soon and listen to one. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!